Show from WNGR Studios. Hello, people.
What's up?
We are
very tired.
We are very tired in making our making a premiere a very quiet one. We haven't been promoting this at all. So for those of you listening, surprise!
Okey-doo.
Surprise!
Here we are.
Here we are. Now you have to live with us.
Can we get nothing better today?
We're like the annoying cousin that won't move out.
That was lame.
Yep. There we go. The first one. Thank you.
Uno.
Take a bow. The first car crash. Take a bow.
On my microphone.
Who's that?
It's tickling my nose.
Ooh.
Stop it!
Our computer is still slow. If you listen to the internet show, ever since we've came to this studio, our computer has been very slow as Donnie picks the hair out of his mic.
Doggone, man.
I am Bob, of course. That is Donnie.
What's up, y'all?
We've got to establish that right off the bat, because this is the first time a lot of people are hearing us.
Because we're not very big time.
Yes, we're not very big time.
We're low lives.
Yes, we've made the jump from internet to TV.
Yes.
Internet to TV. And people keep asking me, why did you want to do that? Well, of course, on the internet, you're open to a whole lot more people. It's just harder to find us.
Yeah, because there's so much to find.
And now that we're on TV, yes, we're available to less people, but we're more accessible. Look at me using a big word.
Big words. You've been
big
reading
words.
The dictionary this summer.
Yeah.
You're out of school.
Yeah, I've been reading that Redneck Dictionary by Jeff Foxworthy.
Hey. Oh, there you go.
Hey, but if you do like this show, then check out our few websites. TheUntitledShow.net, that is our main website, and our MySpace account, myspace.com/TheUntitledShow.
.net.
And if you're listening to this show and you like it, you can chat with me live on Yahoo Instant Messenger using Yahoo screen name TUS_live. That is how you can get a hold of me. As Donnie is flexing. He's wearing a tank top and he's showing off his muscle with his farmer's tan. Jesus, boy, get in the sun. What is up with that? I mean,
what is up with what?
The farmer's tan. You're like, he's brown from the elbow down, and then you get up to his shoulder, and this fluorescent light is blinding me. Wow.
I got rocked though.
Got rocking. I got a little Debbie. I got a little Debbie arms.
Little Debbie. You're going to make yourself hungry.
Our first dump of the day.
You're going to make yourself hungry.
Anyway. But speaking of MySpace, we do have MySpace fans. We have over 450 of them.
Woo!
We're growing. And obviously, some of the fans do not understand that we are not a band at all. We do not play music. Well, we play music, but not... You know, you get what I'm saying. We don't play that kind
of... I am not musically inclined.
We don't play music that way. We just broadcast the music. We're not musicians. We're DJs.
Yeah.
And this one kid, his name is Christopher, on his MySpace, he claims he is 21 years old from Fremont, California, but if you take a look at a picture of him and his Redskins jersey, he looks like he's 13.
He looks younger than that.
And this is his comment, quote, unquote, "Sup, I like your song that you guys wrote." A, it's not a song and we didn't write anything. This is all spur of the moment.
And three, sup is kind of lame.
What he was commenting about was the happy crack.
Cool. Happy crack, happy crack.
Take a listen to our MySpace if you want to know what we're talking about. Join our friends.
I've been thinking about that. Every time I listen to that song now,
In the last episode, we used the song by Weezer, "We Are All on Drugs," and every time it would get to drugs, we would turn it down. Can't get the words out.
Crack.
And we'd say happy crack. And for those of you that don't know, happy crack is not an actual drug, so don't call complaining.
Not our fault.
By the way, don't call at all because there's no one here. It's midnight.
If you're up this late, you're... One, you've got nothing to do, or two, you're...
We're, right now, we're being listened to by two crowds. The Amoco Propex crowd.
Yeah.
That's coming home from work.
Yeah.
Wondering, what has happened to my radio station?
Yeah. What
and,
is this?
And the people that can't sleep.
Well, they're probably sitting there, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah, they're...
Maybe this put me to sleep.
Maybe that's why we're on late night.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? Hey, it could happen, but... Ah, our glorious Bainbridge. Yes, they showed her their true colors about 2 weeks ago, didn't they?
That was cool.
Yeah, graduation. Mm-hmm. We are free from school, so let's just let it fly.
Big sigh.
I feel better already. Everyone was like, I'm going on vacation. What are you doing? I'm working.
I'm going to work.
I'm going
tomorrow.
To work. Well, this is our work. Hey.
Yeah.
Soon to be full-time work.
Mm. Oh, job.
But yeah, anyway, this is soon going to be video for those of you watching on TV. We have an agreement with Roadrunner Records, the record company that has Nickelback.
Yes.
We are getting videos from them, and also there may be a possible deal. For those of you that do not know, September, Nickelback, Hoobastank, Chevelle, and Hinder are all coming to the Tallahassee-Leon County Civic Center. Ah, that was loud. And possibly, we might be able to get in. We might be able to get in and interview the band.
Yeah.
Interview the bands for TV.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you have a local band, and just want to get on, then email me, bob@theuntitledshow.net.
Easy.
Also, if you do want to contact us and you don't have Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can send us an email. My email is feedback@theuntitledshow.net. There you go.
Can we stop with all the internet stuff? It's getting kind of old. I don't know nothing about the internet.
Donnie has a computer, but his sister's always on it.
Yeah, that. No, not anymore, because I'm on the phone all the time.
Yeah. Last time we left Donnie, he was so happy he got a girlfriend, finally.
The one I wanted. It's the one I wanted, man.
You took her to prom.
It's the one I wanted.
Yeah, man. But for the people that don't know the show, we're about to give them a little history lesson.
You know.
Yeah, he came in halfway through this whole adventure of mine. The show started in early March of 2005 with me and, at the time, Dracula. His name is really Jeff, and he could probably be listening right now.
What's up, man? Doing all right?
Well, his job on the show was basically to be the idiot. We would read stories like we do now.
Sorry.
And instead of him coming back with a funny comment, he would be like, "That's cool," and I would go and I'd go on to the next story. I mean, that's the way it was. I mean, so and on, we have him on tape saying, "I don't care if you make fun of me, as long as it's funny." You remember that?
I remember
when
that.
We were making fun of him not being able to spell the word Thursday. He said, "I'm cool with it."
Then he started getting ill with it.
No. He kept on going saying he was cool with it and all. And then he comes back with a message to me saying, "Man, I'm tired of no one respecting me. Everyone thinks I'm just a joke or some dummy to push around."
Okay.
I think you will agree with me, Donnie, when I say he kind of sets himself up for this
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. I mean, give me a break, man.
The whole Thursday bit was too easy.
It was too easy. No... Wait, you could pass that up.
And
him, nobody could have passed that
and
up.
And him saying the alphabet.
He said like YZJ or something.
ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXINZ.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I listened to it last night. It was funny. I enjoyed it a lot. Well, Donnie, what do you have in your hand?
Well, I have a picture here.
Oh, really? Donnie, finally bringing something to the show.
Yeah, man.
Our premiere on TV, and he finally decides to bring something. You've been holding out on me. I hate you.
I'm lazy, man.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, there's a sign. You know those signs, like the outside little signs?
Little marquee.
Yeah, little marquee signs.
There's little things where when they first get it, they have all the letters. Then after about 6 months, they run out of letters, so they start making stuff up.
Making stuff up.
Weird ways numbers. Of coming up with words, you know.
Putting numbers on there.
Using the zeros for O's.
Yeah. Anyway, the sign says...
Using periods for L's.
There you go. Exclamation point for I. Turned upside down.
Yeah. Hey, I do that. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Yes. Okay, anyway, the sign says, slow down, the cop hides behind the sign. And what's behind the sign?
An ice cream truck.
Thank you. A cop sitting there. His cop car behind the sign. Slow down, the cop hides behind the sign.
Cop car behind the sign.
He's actually just sitting.
He's just... Is he even... Let me borrow
He's
this.
Just sitting there.
He's got his little radar gun hanging out the window.
I know, for real. He's chilling. That's a Jesus. Good warning.
That is a good
Thank
warning,
y'all.
Jesus. Now, we did have a whole lot more planned for this show, but Donnie here, he's hard to get a hold of.
It's called I Was Out of Town with my girl.
Yeah, it's called of You Can't Remember What Days We Do This
yeah,
On.
Yeah, that too.
Well, we normally do this show on Saturdays, but we're doing this the day of broadcasting because Donnie forgot what day it was and decided to go off with his girlfriend.
Yeah, man.
And I couldn't get a hold of him for another 2 days.
That's the way it goes sometimes. And then I couldn't get a hold of you yesterday.
I finally got a hold of you after staying on a call waiting for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That was me.
I guess who I was on the phone.
It kept on beeping and beeping and beeping. I was like, well, sooner or later he's going to get aggravated and pick up.
No, I was like,
and here's the thing.
Quit beeping.
Finally, it quit beeping, and then all of a sudden he picks up the phone. He acts like he started dialing, and I start screaming at him.
Oh, I was dialing. I was like, I thought I hung the phone button, picked it up, and I was like, I think I'll call him back. And then I was like, hello? Like, what's up?
I'm probably right now, I'm probably getting a ton of emails. What's the phone number to call in? There is no phone number. This is not live. It's because we're too scared to go live.
No, not really.
We're not scared, just the language thing, you know.
Yeah.
We gotta get used to not being able to swear.
I swear.
We're potty mouths.
Our mind's always in the gutter.
I know Q was a potty mouth. Didn't Q, our little Chris Good, isn't he off to the army?
Supposed to be. Pretty soon.
Supposed to be.
Pretty soon.
I'm going to miss Q. Chris, I'm going to miss you, man.
Much love.
Right there to the heart. Right there. Much love.
Much love, man.
Well, right now we got to get into what we do second best besides making fun of people, which we can't hardly do anymore because we're out of high school.
Back is
we got nothing to go on.
My back is built.
Thieves get away stalls when they get into a car with no engine.
Okay.
In Berlin, thieves broke into a car repair garage in Germany and sliced open the roof of a convertible being worked on and had
Okay.
And had to abandon their nighttime robbery when the vehicle wouldn't start.
Okay, you're going to break into a shop where you obviously know something's wrong with the vehicle. Cut open the roof to a convertible that you're going to drive and try and crank it up and then just leave.
Well. I bet you can guess what the next sentence is. Police said the engine was missing.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Duh. You're going to cut the roof open to this convertible that we're going to drive.
According to the report, the engine was being prepared in a separate part of the garage.
Just put it back in, dummies.
Yeah, I think it was across... It was another garage part across town, so... I don't know, anyway. I know that there was a lot of cooking going on because of veterans, you know, all that. What about the two men that lost hands in a barbecue explosion?
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
And a third man was injured.
Third man was injured.
Two men each lost a hand, and a third suffered an injury to his face in an explosion at a barbecue in Washington State. Sheriff Gordon Spansky.
You can tell this is part of the moment.
Says a group of construction workers had been drinking at a campground, and one of them tried to set off a homemade explosive in the barbecue.
Okay. Let's throw gasoline in the barbecue. Phenomenal.
They thought the fuse had gone out when they reached in to relight it, and it went off.
Oh, good Lord!
Just like, is that my hand? No, that's mine. Yours is over there.
The two men who lost their hands were taken to a nearby medical center in Seattle, and the man with the facial injury was treated at a local pharmacy.
Pharmacy?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Just put some Neosporin on it and go home.
Just wash your face. It'd be all right. Man. We've got an emergency. Can you see that? You're at a pharmacy and the ambulance pulls up outside and runs a guy and says, we need a Neosporin now.
I have so many words to say, but I can't get them out. I just imagine this guy just gushing on his forehead and he's going in and going like, got any aspirin?
Yeah. All three.
In case you haven't noticed yet, we are very wacky.
That was creepy.
Exactly. That's what I was going for. This is something Donnie would end up doing. Home Alone teen blows roof off.
Well.
The roof. The roof.
The roof is not there.
Phenomenal.
No roof.
Oh, my head.
Need some aspirin? Just go to the pharmacy, man. Let's call the ambulance. 911?
I gotta go to the emergency room. I need aspirin.
Yeah. That is sad. People walk up in there for stuff. Stupid jump. My finger hurts. Well, you jammed it.
It's called peach care.
Yeah. I don't have.
I have it. I love it. I got a headache. Oh, let's go to the emergency room.
Yeah, lucky checkers.
A teenage boy left in charge while his parents went on a holiday vacation blew the roof off their bungalow.
Oh, I'd have been ticked.
Who has bungalows anymore?
Well, apparently they do.
Jesus. Trouble began for Sean, who was 18, when he placed a washing basket on top of the electric cooker.
What?
He accidentally knocked one of the hob rings on before going out. I guess a hob ring is what you do to turn it on.
I guess.
I don't
apparently.
Know. The heated ring set fire to the clothes, which set alight a nearby bag of shopping, which caused a can of deodorant to explode.
Okay.
Blowing out windows and lifting the roof.
Are you serious? A can of deodorant.
The blaze caused 35,000 euros of damage to the house.
Oh, only... Yeah. Okay.
When the teenager told his mother and stepfather, who were on holiday in Scotland, he blamed Jet, the family dog, for jumping on the worktop. Now listen to this. His mom said, it's ironic. Sean didn't cook anything while we were away. He survived on microwave meals and takeaways. What?
Huh? How do you know that? Thank you.
There are so many jokes I go with here, but I know we have to be safe, and we don't have that much dump time. We only have 3 minutes of dump, and we already used 5 seconds of it.
So. Of dump.
Of dump. We gotta save every second we can.
I thought it was a refrigerator.
I'm just flipping through these pages to see which one's the shortest. Okay, here we go. I got one.
Yeah, man.
I got a question for you, Donnie.
Okay.
Do you like my body?
Not really. No.
Anna Nicole Smith is pregnant.
Who?
It doesn't say, but all I can say is, I know this is probably going to get dumped, but yeah. It's about him time. I'm surprised it took this long. I know right now we're probably just laughing hysterically. No one even heard it.
Yeah. It's about time.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
I think we can say that the four-letter word ends.
Okay.
And Nicole Smith has confirmed that she is pregnant in a video clip posted on her website.
Let me put this on my other website.
Okay, let me get in character. Let me stop all the rumors. Wow, I sound like Tara Reid instead of Anna Nicole.
Yeah.
But they do kind of sound alike, if you think about it. Come on, yes. Let's go on Paris Island.
Okay, you can stop that now.
Yes, I am pregnant. I'm happy. Wow.
Happy crack.
I'm very, very happy about it. Everything's going really, really good. And I'll be checking in and out periodically on the web, and I'll let you see me as I'm growing.
Like we want to?
Smith, who in the video was floating on an inflatable raft in his swimming pool as a small white dog barks in the background, did not provide any details. Oh, I'm sure it'll be available to download just like Paris Hilton.
Yeah. No comment?
No comment. I know this will be dumped, but if you want to download, that's how you'll be able to get the video.
Okay.
Her lawyer and spokesman, Howard Stern.
Of all people.
No, they specifically say Howard K. Stern.
Oh, trying to make it all professional.
Could not be reached by the AP on Thursday for comment.
I ain't got nothing to say to that. All I say is...
Let's see. shame.
Stop it!
Let's see. She married Texas oil tycoon J. Howard Marshall II in 94 when she was 26 and he was 89. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's his. That's what I'm getting to. He's giving me the money. Money. He died the following year. Since then, she has feuded with Marshall's son, Pierce Marshall, over the entitlement of the tycoon's estate. Smith won a judgment from the Supreme Court last month that allows her to continue to seek part of the Marshall's fortune. Must be good to be dumb and blonde.
Yep.
No offense.
I'm not blonde.
I'm talking about it to anyone that may be blonde listening.
Oh, I thought you were telling me. I ain't blonde. Apparently I'm dumb if I thought you were talking to me.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, for real.
20 minutes. If you're still listening, thank you.
We love you.
We love you.
I love you too, baby.
We love you. I got no one to love. No one loves me.
That's what it goes.
If you love me, tell me now on Yahoo Instant Messenger username TUS_live. I gotta plug that.
Didn't fit.
I gotta plug it. You know, gotta plug it.
Plug it in. That was cool.
That was very nice over there. School blame for daughter's internet liaison. What?
Huh? You used all these big words. We're South Georgia folk, man.
Okay, let me shelter up for you.
Now what are we gonna do, yeah? We gonna take half your money.
The learning accused her youngin.
Her youngin. I like that one.
School, the learning was blamed for her for the youngins' computer thingy. There you go.
Liaison.
I lost my teeth. We're going to get letters.
Yep.
Send them to Donnie.
You ain't sending nothing to me.
Send them to Donnie. He loves them. He loves you guys. Not me. I'm kidding. Waden. I'm not saying the first name. If you can read that. Luann. If you thought you had problems with liaison. It may be shorter, but it's harder to read.
Yeah, you ain't.
Anyway, it's... recently filed a notice of claim that she plans to sue the school district of...
Where is this at?
Okay, it's just a school district in New York.
There you go.
She blames the school district after her daughter ran off with a guy she met online.
What?
Wayne says she made clear on a consent form at the start of the year that her 15-year-old daughter was not to be allowed internet access, but the girl used the school computer to access the website MySpace.com.
Well,
leave them alone.
I know that.
Jesus. What did MySpace ever do to you? Did Tom not accept your friend request or something?
Seriously.
He's your default friend, didn't he? Well, I mean, did somebody send you a bad comment? Did someone not like your picture? I mean, Jesus. You didn't like what they ranked your picture as? They ranked you as a 3, as a cool person, not a hottie? Jesus, get over it. Where she met 18-year-old Michael Macbeth. Now, how come her name couldn't have been that easy?
I don't know.
God.
Women.
In March, the Ontario County Sheriff's Office arrested Macbeth on charges of endangering the welfare of a child after he picked up the girl at the high school.
How?
Now, why would the school let her go off with him?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Shame. We need video now. Donnie's sitting here making hand gestures that are hilarious, but I can't say anything about him because, you know, get my CD off your chest. Ew. Sweaty armpits.
They're clean, man.
Let's see. We need to take a sidetrack off news for a minute and discuss graduation.
Woo! That was loud, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ow. Much.
Stop it!
You want to talk about it? It made you so mad. I think I'll just let you rant for 5 minutes here.
Well,
I'm going to take my break.
Well,
your talking time for the week starts now.
Well, graduation.
Okay, graduation.
Honestly. Isn't graduation supposed to be a dignified time?
Yes.
It's dignified.
I'll agree with you on that.
It's dignified.
I'll agree with you on
Everyone's
that.
Everyone's supposed to be quiet.
I'll agree with you.
Sit there and mind their own business.
Yes.
And watch their children graduate.
Yeah.
And then move on with your life.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if I can say that?
Well, dump.
What ticks me off...
There you go.
...is that...
We're learning slowly. We're learning. That's why we're on at midnight.
Yeah.
That's why we're not doing this live.
What makes me mad... Can we do race here?
Let's see. How can we reference them? The selected few.
There we go. There we go. The selected few.
Doc.
That's good.
Dump. I'm trying to make notes for when I listen back to this on where to dump.
The selected few.
Well,
that can't sit there and keep their mouth shut. Okay? I was getting ticked, man. I'll sit there. They're like, blah, blah, blah. Woo! I'm sitting there like, dude, we just want to get this over with. I was so ticked. And eventually, what made it take so longer?
What made it so much worse is our principal. Bless his heart, but come on, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Twice. Not once, but freaking twice.
Goes up
there and says, we will continue when you are quiet.
And what'd they do? The first person.
They got louder and louder every time.
The next person that had their name called got yelled like crazy. He sat down and like called the next name. He was like, woo! I was like, did he just not say something?
By the time I got up there, every name that called out, he would shut his eyes and he would kind of cringe. It looked like, he was like, oh, okay, they didn't yell.
Yeah.
I walked up, I walked up to him and he seemed so excited that no one yelled during my name.
That's how he was to me. He's like, congratulations, Daddy. I was like, appreciate it, man. I swore my mom was going to yell. I just knew it. I knew somebody was going to yell.
I knew my mom's side of the family was probably going to yell, but only like two of them showed up out of the 100 that there are of them, and they didn't yell, thank God.
My mom and my aunt.
Because I would have killed someone.
My mom and my aunt were going to yell, but my grandma was like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
The guy beside me, there was a selected few girl.
There you go.
and they select a few guy beside her, and he was like, oh man, this is funny, this ain't embarrassing. And I'm like, this is a family reunion to you. You haven't seen all of your relatives since you've been born. Yes, so many of them.
You don't remember that. Now, who are you? I'm your great uncle, uncle's uncles.
It's weird how, like, when graduation comes up, how far back you'll look just to get money.
Yeah, for real.
I'm getting money from people in California I didn't even know were even remotely
I'm
related to me.
I'm still getting graduation gifts.
You too? I just got a $25 check yesterday.
I was supposed to get to pick up something today, but I didn't.
I sent off a stack of thank you letters. I know I only sent off 20 invitations.
Yeah.
And I've gotten back stuff from more than 20 people.
Yeah.
Now, how... I don't get it.
I thought if you sent them a graduation card, they were going to give you a gift. Not people just out of nowhere going...
Yeah.
I mean, half these people already know who the heck they are.
I don't know.
And I'm sitting there, dude, I don't want this.
Yeah.
This piece of junk.
People ask me, what do you want for graduation? Just give me money. Oh, yes. And Mom, if you are listening, money. Money. Money, money, money. You keep asking me what I want? Money. Money, money, money.
Greenbacks.
Already got to 360. I want money.
That didn't work.
No, remember, I got one that works.
Oh,
I got it taken care of. It works now. I'm happy. But speaking of school, the fine apprenticeship program.
That I got kicked out of.
Now, you were in it for a full year, right? For at least a full year. What was your compensation for that year?
What do you mean?
What did your apprentice place give you as compensation for working for that year?
Nothing.
They gave you nothing?
I ended up getting a job there later on after I got kicked out of apprenticeship.
Because they liked you, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the fine Decatur County school system decided in their infinite wisdom as my compensation for over 350 hours of work for them to give me $20 in Bainbridge bucks. Johnny just threw his bottle across the room.
That is the saddest. What are you going to do with 20 bucks, Bainbridge bucks? Gift certificate.
Half a gallon of gas.
I'm about to say. I can't buy a drink with that.
It comes with a list of stores that accepts it. And Mr. Pibbs is one of them. I take the thing in there. I put $20 of gas in my car. I had no cash on me. Mm. I had no cash. Went in there with the gift certificate. I don't know if we can accept this. But the list says you do. The list says you do. I don't know if we can, though. But the list says you do. But the list says you do. But I don't have any money on me. Well, I guess you're just going to have to stay here until you get the money.
Well, if I...
They made me stay there until I gave them $20. I had to call my dad.
Yeah, I can really go get $20 if I'm going to stay here.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I don't want back
Take
to school.
Take your bottle. Why are you beating the bottle into the trash can? It's in the trash. Stop it.
Exaggeration.
Trying to be ridiculous. That's what.
This is ridiculous.
You are a part of that word. Eureka. Word association.
Okay.
We've gone down silly road.
Happy crack road.
Happy crack. We took some before the show. Can't you tell?
Oh, good man.
We're going to get packages of happy crack.
I want cherry, if you ask.
I want fruit punch.
Fruit punch?
I want fruit punch. Just a quick reminder, since we are past the 30-minute point, we've been talking for that. You know, we sit here for an hour, and at the end of it, we kind of look at the time, and we're like, God, that seems like it took longer.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I feel like we've been going for over an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, are we done yet?
Come on, man! Come on, man! Hurry this crap up, man! Kool-Aid Man's waiting for me. Man, Kool-Aid.
But just a quick reminder, if you are listening to the show and you'd like to chat with me live,
well, if you want more promo for you,
well, since you don't get online, I gotta promote myself.
It's called I'm on the phone all the time, man.
If you want to chat with me live, is Yahoo Instant Messenger, username TUS_live, or email feedback@theentitledshow.net. Our website is theentitledshow.net. Duh.
If you want to talk to me, well, too dang bad.
Yeah, just get a hold of somebody here at the studio and we'll give you Donnie's number.
Oh, man. You ain't going picking the phone up.
Or just send us a question for Donnie, and the next time we have a show, he'll answer it on the air. How about
That'll work.
On there. We'll have question time with the fans. We've never been able to do that.
Heck yeah.
Send us emails. We want you to send emails. If you're listening to the show and you like it, send us an email. We will love you forever. We'll love you. We don't say love around here. We say love.
We love you.
No. We can't explain that on this
I know, man.
Platform. Dummy. Yeah, put the bottle down. He took it out of the trash can and he's sticking it up his nose. Now he's playing with his teeth. Ew. Oh, we've hit Silly Street.
Little Happy Crack Corner. Oh, dude, I got something so funny, but I can't talk about it.
Know Your Old Boulevard.
Man!
Just give me a clue of what it is. And
something Weaver did.
You just whisper. Take your mic off. Whisper it in my ear right now.
Are you working, man? I'm like,
are you working?
Dude, I gotta tell you what else he did. I don't know if I'm talking about
okay,
it.
Okay, just a quick feedback. Michael Weaver used to do the show with us as well.
Can we
just say intoxicated.
Okay. Well, Michael got intoxicated.
He's of age.
The other day, he got intoxicated. Yeah. You know that red light in front of Walmart?
He got intoxicated and went and took his learning.
Yeah. Then you can find a happy crack in the corner, man.
Happy crack.
Anyway, you know that red light in front of Walmart?
Yes.
That trigger's running up and down, through and around, screaming in the middle of that red light, doing this. It's like, ah! So me and Daniel were coming back from Tallahassee.
Daniel S?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
So we jumped out of the car. We saw Michael. He's like, is that Michael? We jumped out of the car, picked him up, threw him in the back of the car, and took off. He sent it back in the car like, let's all go get intoxicated, man. Come on, man. I was like, dude, you're drunk as a coon.
Hey, I know that he didn't say, let's all go get intoxicated.
No.
So thank you for...
I actually caught myself.
Very good. Wait, he's learning. Give me five.
Yeah!
You're learning.
Yeah,
way to go.
No.
Wow. Do you think we'll be on next week?
Doubt it. We're done for. Yeah. This is our last episode and our first.
Our first and our last. But this show will be posted online, if you missed any of it, the untitledshow.net, that's where to get the uncensored audio.
Uncensored?
Yes.
The whole idiotic thing?
If you're under 18, check with your parents because it is uncensored, so blah, blah, blah.
And we talk dirty.
That's why our first episode on TV was going to be a best of show, and then we took a lesson back and we were like, all of our best of, it's not that it's bad, it's just, it's bad for radio. Let's just put it that way.
It's bad for little children.
It's going to stay on the internet where it belongs, unless we can get on a format that we're not going to stay because we're on free radio and we don't want to promote them. Except silent radio. Nice. But back to our stories. See, this is what... This, just a sidetrack. If he's listening, this is why you're not doing this show anymore, because you couldn't do this like what me and Donnie are doing. Just sitting here able to talk.
Do stupid stuff.
Yeah. And also with Michael. Speaking of Michael.
And Weaver.
Saw him yesterday. He stopped me. I was driving around the square. He was behind me with Richard on skateboards.
Chasing you?
Chasing me down. They had to chase me down over there to Griffin's. I pull up to the red light and all of a sudden I see two guys just grabbing a hold of my car pulling up beside me. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, I'm getting mugged. Stop it. Get away.
Stop it.
Oh, good lord.
That too.
Yeah. Will you stop?
I gotta play with the man.
Dump. Please. Anyone? No. Okay. We'll keep going.
Stop it.
Put the bottle down. What did it ever do to you? Anyway, let's see here. We gotta move our stories.
Yes. Dude, it's been a long week, man.
Yeah, I mean, we have been on in a while. We got a lot of, we got to get the
excess energy, man.
We're kind of giddy right now, and I know everyone's saying, "Oh, he's gay." He just used the word giddy.
Giddy. That was funny the other day.
But this is the first time we've done the show in a long time. We kind of got used. We used to only do the show once a month, and then we got kind of used to doing it once a week. And we've had a week, 2 weeks off. So we're kind of just kind of bouncing around.
Fidgety, man.
It's fidgety. And we're stalling because we got 20 minutes. We got hardly anything else to talk about.
Let's read the CD.
Nope, can't read a CD.
I just read off one time? Ingredients on a Pepsi can or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One episode.
How about I'll be back in a minute? I'm going to give me a drink.
No.
I'm serious.
No. Okay. I can handle it. I can handle the show by myself. Just leave, I guess. Take your headset off and leave then, I guess. Okay, Donnie's leaving. He's taking his time. And when you come back, I get... Dump. So, hurry up. Yeah. Donnie is walking out the door. He's standing there in the doorway with his change, trying to let's see. I'm gonna walk. How much cable do I have? Okay. Donnie's just taking his time. He's got two doors. He's got to walk through. Oh no! It's the end of the show. We got 19 minutes. Okay. Let's see. Donnie. He's going through the second door. He's having it very elegantly and slowly. Very sexy. Now he's doing the Mr. McMahon power walk. He looks like he is now rounding the corner where I won't be able to see him anymore. Oh, no. There he goes. He's rounding the corner. Now I can't see him anymore. Oh, let's see. Dude. He dropped his change on the floor. I heard it. Let's see here. Donnie's gonna come back anytime. Donnie, here he comes. Hurry up! He's doing a quick walk and.
He's putting. Wrong headphones, man. This guy's about to blow up. So, how's everybody doing out there? Well, Robert's off using the restroom. I got a little free time on my hands. So, let's see. What can we talk about here? Yeah, let's see. Everybody's listening? How are y'all doing? Not too well, man. Let's see what else we got here. It doesn't have any good headlines for me to read on my own. Not exactly the best reader on the planet. Sorry, I'm lame. That's kind of tough. That's how it goes. Had to give myself a car crash. It's freaking sad when I give myself a car crash. Hey, babe, I love you. I miss you. So I gotta be up here. Okay, and I love you so much. Gotta sing a song to my baby. Alright, dude. Really ticking me off, man. Let's see if we can find this charger. Oh, shh. Pick up your own mic, man, and plug it back up. I had to sing a song.
Okay, what? Okay, hold on.
I sung a song for my baby. I did. Sung a song to my woman. To my honey bun. You just unplugged me, didn't you? No, you didn't. Okay.
Okay, I'm back. What the hell did you talk about while I was gone?
Well, I tried to find something. I was sitting there, well, I'm bored, ain't I? Didn't find none on this. Gave myself a car crash. Started singing to my honey. Finally got ticked off to go see where you were, and I pulled your headset out.
I feel like a new man. And I smell like one, too. Look at smell that. Don't gag. That had to be the most boring 3 minutes of radio ever. Yeah, us man. Just walking out on each other. I feel 20 pounds lighter.
It'll take you long enough.
Oh, dude.
I hold the record for the longest tinkle ever.
Dude, for real, I was wondering, what is he doing?
Oh, let's see. Well, did you actually read any of this?
No, I couldn't find none. I can't read big words. So.
Donnie cannot read big words.
Big words.
Big words. Tell your friends we're enjoyable.
Spreet.
Oh, yes. The last show we did, Donnie colored in the S on Sprite, and he called it Prite. Happy Crack.
Yeah, man.
Caffeine-free.
Caffeine-free Happy Crack.
Caffeine-free Happy Crack. Berlin police mistake tree stump for World War II bomb.
How do you do that?
I don't know, but put the monkey wrenches down. Put the monkey wrenches down. Put them down. Put them down. Put them down. I said put them down. Put them down. Put down. Donnie, don't mind me putting you in a corner. Time out. Time out. Stop. He's turning his back front to me.
Told me to sit in the corner.
He's got his head down and everything.
You gotta have something to drink over here.
He just reached back for his drink. I'm not kidding. He seriously turned his chair around towards the corner.
Stop it!
He's playing with the keyboard he found.
So much junk to play with in here.
It's like a cheap kid. It's like a toy chest. Wow. Oh my dear God! It's like Michael Jackson's bedroom.
Oh, it didn't help none, but
Donnie's hyperventilating. I meant to say that 3 seconds ago, but I couldn't get it out. Oh, who's got a cigarette? That makes me
dump
happy.
Pile.
That makes me happy.
Oh,
that's the hardest I've ever laughed. I swear to God, that is the hardest laugh I've had on this show ever since we started a year ago. Michael Jackson. Hello, best of.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, next week. That saved us. There's a guy outside City Limits dressed up like Buffalo Bill going, would you? Going, finally, something funny.
Yeah, for real.
Would you? Would you?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
That was the second hardest I've ever laughed in my life.
First hardest is when,
Gerbil. You knew I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. I promise I thought I was going to die.
Gerbil.
What Michael's talking about, the gerbil in the pipe.
Oh, stop.
Running around, and then they lit the match, and...
Go on the internet and find it. I'm not going to explain that again. Oh, God. You know they always say whenever you laugh so hard, when you laugh hard, you use up your oxygen, and it kind of gives you that feeling of you're high because you have no oxygen in your bloodstream.
I'll see if I can get high.
I feel so lightheaded after laughing so hard.
I do
kind
of feel lightheaded.
That was, oh my.
Maybe because I hit myself in the back of the head with a keyboard.
He hit himself in the head with a keyboard. There was no point to that. Why would you do that?
The pain maybe quit make me laughing. It didn't help.
We could seriously go for 4 hours doing this stuff. We haven't done anything to our prep sheet in the last 30 minutes.
Pop top again. I think I'll hate
We're still recovering.
Set him up, my friend.
Let's see. Okay, I'm better now. What were we doing? Everyone listening right now that actually was laughing instead of calling us idiots, just take a deep breath. Just close your eyes, even those of you that are driving.
You'll live, I promise. If you don't, it won't matter because you won't know.
If you drive in Bainbridge, you're used to it by now. I see. Oh, I know. Berlin police mistake tree stump for World War II bomb.
Genius.
And then Donnie grabbed monkey.
Stop it!
Can't help that, man.
Then Donnie grabbed a monkey wrenches. I told him to stop it, get in timeout, and he started playing with the keyboard, saying, "There's so much stuff to play with," and I came with a Michael Jackson joke.
I killed Robert.
Put down the monkey wrench.
In the recording room. With the wrench.
Put down the wrench. Put down. Not there.
That
ow.
Hurt.
Ow.
Glad I caught myself.
Let's see. Police in Berlin shut down a downtown street and evacuated a building after a possibly dangerous find. German police are now apologizing after claiming a tree stump discovered by construction workers was an unexploded bomb from World War II. Such a find is common in Berlin after air raids turn much of the city into rubble. According to Canada's CNews, in one of the more spectacular past bomb finds, a 250-kilogram British bomb was plucked from under the lower ring of seats at Berlin's Olympic Stadium in 2002 as it was undergoing renovations. I'm sorry, we just can't talk to Michael Jackson. I'm sorry.
No. You ruined the show.
9 minutes left and I've ruined the show. I'm sorry, guys.
Dang it.
Is that your stomach? Ew.
Sprite, man.
I mean, I set our expectations too high after that. Jesus.
You know.
Let's see here. Just moving on. Let's see here. Man attacks mother over American Idol dispute.
That show is so rigged.
Yeah.
That guy couldn't even sing. He looks like crap. And he can't dance.
I smell another rant. Let it go, Donnie. Just let it go. Come on. Just let it go.
No matter. Chris should have won.
Let it go. Just
Chris should have won, man.
Just to let it go. Just
Chris should have won, man.
Just let your feelings go.
Chris should have won!
If Fox sucks, then say it.
Fox.
Just don't
say what I want.
Just don't say what. Dump.
You can suck the carrots in my refrigerator.
Would you? Or if you're Michael Jackson,
would you?
Would you?
Ow!
That's just ignorant. That's just ignorant.
Ow!
Ow! Did Mike Tyson? Why you gotta talk about Michael?
Bubbles.
That's Bubbles wrench.
Yeah.
Thursday.
T-H-E-R-D. D Way.
It was, he spelled it T H U R E S D A Y.
Yeah.
Thursday.
I was like, what?
Thursday.
We're all stunned.
And then we went over how he couldn't type. And then we went over how he didn't know the alphabet.
And he couldn't spell February.
And we're still wondering how he's a senior, but then you got to realize, oh, it's Bainbridge.
Yeah. Duh.
He's one of the selected few.
Selected few.
Okay, let's see. A Pittsburgh man is facing felony charges for allegedly striking his mother in the head after the two disagreed about the fate of American Idol contestant. According to court records, 24-year-old Corey was discussing the television show with his mother, Juan, on May 24th. It's J-A-N. How would you pronounce that? It's a woman's name.
Juan.
Juan? The night of the finale, his mother made comments that contestant Catherine McPhee was going to have a successful career despite losing to another contestant, Taylor Hicks. Corey angrily stood up, made a malicious comment to his mother, and struck her in the head with a sharpened cross-shaped object attached to a bicycle chain.
What? Whoa, where did that come from? You just don't have one of them laying around the house.
Exactly. Court records say the two were drinking alcohol at the time. Well, that explains
Okay.
Juan was treated at a local medical center for a cut on the top of her head and was released. Corey was charged with second-degree assault and third-degree criminal possession of a weapon.
Bicycle chain.
He was sent to Clinton County Jail, where he was still being held on a $5,000 cash bail. He's scheduled to reappear yesterday in city court. So I don't know if he got off on him. I don't know. Whatever.
Mom was like, "Mama, come get me out of court." No.
No, you no. The reason why you're there.
One.
Oh, Jesus.
Great balls of fire.
We got 5 minutes. TheUntitledShow.net, MySpace.com/TheUntitledShow. Yeah, that's the websites. And if you're talking to me live on Yahoo Instant Messenger, give me a pat on the back for my Michael Jackson joke. Donnie's over there snoring. Yes, he is. Stop it. He burped while he was sleeping. Oh, he fell. Don't pull the cable. Easy. Are you okay, Donnie? He fell. Are you okay, man? Are you okay?
It's been a long day, man.
It's been a long day. Ah, my head hurts from laughing so hard.
My butt hurts.
Dump. The Untitled Show, episode 16.
Uno on TV.
Uno on TV and radio. WNGR 930 AM, WNGR TV 22. Thank you very much. This is also going to be on the internet, theuntitledshow.net, myspace.com/theuntitledshow. My personal email is bobtheuntitledshow.net, and Donnie's email is donniethentitledshow.net. And whenever we come here to the studio, he'll be able to check it then.
Yeah.
He won't be able to check it during the week. We're going to set him up email accounts here and everything. So.
Yeah, man. See, I'm all good.
So be sure to check out WMGR TV 22, 24/7 programming starting...
tomorrow.
No, not starting tomorrow. Starting soon. Starting this month. 24/7 programming, courtesy of America One.
Uno.
America One programming. And also The Untitled Show Tuesday nights at midnight. How about that?
It's all good, man.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
This was originally supposed to be only on TV, and then came up with the idea of going like, hey, why don't you just put it on radio, have it automated. So right now it's about 7 o'clock, and so in 5 hours, people are going to be hearing this.
Yeah.
We're gonna be radio stars to old people.
Yeah. They're probably like, these perverts.
They're gonna be like, how are these kids? Ah, I don't get it. They're not funny.
Like, old people stay up that late.
I'm funny to me. Stop it.
Stop it.
So that is it for us. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I know Donnie enjoyed doing this.
Yo.
Who wants to acknowledge my line of the day?
I got you, man. That was good.
That my one good line ever. That was my best line ever on the show. Even all those times we were standing there at lunch, that has to be my best line.
Got lucky, man.
I got lucky. It won't happen again, watch. Every episode after this is going to suck.
Every 16 episodes, you got to make a good comment.
It's like, our first episode is going to be our best just to establish ourselves for at least a month.
Then it's like...
And then it's like downhill from there. Well, we are seriously running over time, but before we go, I want to acknowledge a band that I saw a while back. They're known as Stereocide, and their new CD is called Wake Up. You can get a copy of it by going to stereocide.com. It's a great CD. It's got 11 tracks on it. It's a very good CD. I saw them live. They're very good live. And right now we're going to play track 6 off their CD, Wake Up. Right now this is a single, Signals.
Oops.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm Bob.
And this is Donnie.
You have been listening to The Entitled Show, WMGR 930 AM and WMGR TV 22. Go to theentitledshow.net or myspace.com/theentitledshow for more information. Thank you.
And
good
out.
Night, everybody.
You when you asked me to come, I just gave.